These are your latest Manchester United headlines. First of all, Luke Shaw could be an unexpected casualty of another planned clear-out at the club this summer. Old Trafford Chiefs need to make room in their wage bill, which is currently the largest in the Premier League, ahead of adding more new faces at the end of the campaign. Shaw signed a new deal in October 2018, but his inability to stay fit continues to be a major bone of contention for a player who earns £150,000 a week. The Red Devils are tracking Leicester City and England left-back Ben Chilwell, who they know would set them back at least £50 million to entice the Foxes into a sale. Shaw cost United £30 million when he was signed from Southampton back in 2014, but suffered a devastating broken leg in the Champions League at PSV Eindhoven, and it's still unclear whether he'll ever reach his potential. Moving on, United are believed to have performed a stunning U-turn and decided to give Alexis Sanchez another chance to prove himself at Old Trafford. Bosses will hand the Chilean flop an olive branch by recalling him from Inter Milan in June. It's been revealed that United executive vice chairman Ed Woodward has told Sanchez and his agents he will not be allowed to make his loan move to Inter permanent or join another club. Instead, the winger will go on United's pre-season tour with a view to reintegrating himself back into Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's squad. Finally, to the early team news ahead of Wednesday's EFL Cup semi-final second leg trip to Manchester City. And United will be without six players, with Paul Pogba, Timothy Fosu-Mensah, Marcus Rojo, Scott McTominay, Axel Tuanzebe, and Marcus Rashford all out. David De Gea was a surprising starter in the first leg and may again be given the nod, despite Sergio Romero's fine form. Rashford's absence is a big loss for United, and either Daniel James or Mason Greenwood will need to step up if they are to progress.